What you're about to watch is an epic Q&A at Ever Bowl in San Diego. Super excited about the VFriends Focus Falcon partnership with Ever Bowl. I love watching entrepreneurial journeys get built, and what they're doing over there is pretty rad. Speaking of rad, there's some incredible questions here, and I hope all you entrepreneurs, operators, and people enjoy this.
Don't think of yourself as a coward. Think of yourself as someone who is realizing that the world likes to weaponize fear, and you got caught up in it, and now you realize you don't want to be in it, and now you're choosing practical positivity, practical optimism. Because when you say that you're a coward, you're beating yourself up. Attention is the number one asset.
I'm a 27-year-old professional baseball player.
Good for you.
I was with the Mets last year in AAA.
Good for you.
I'm a free agent right now, kind of looking for what's next. Hopefully a new team. I'm growing for some teams soon.
Good for you.
What do you think would be the best way to leverage kind of the platform that I've got? I feel like this is kind of a make or break year for me. I'm 27.
I get it.
Right on the head.
Yep. I think it's you making content and putting it out on TikTok and YouTube and using that to get attention to open up other doors for you, whether in baseball or outside of it.
Sure.
I really believe that. Yeah. The content is the game.
Totally. It's finding a way to do it, I think, where players, you know, pouring around them. You know, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, no, you
stuff like that is you don't want to take away from what's actually
correct
on the field.
You're gonna appreciate it.
Guys.
You don't need any of that leverage. You don't need a top five prospect for the Mets to be in that content. You just need to make content.
Totally.
People are interested in that.
No,
the journey, the grind, that's like the lessons you've learned, the things you took for granted at 19 that you don't now.
Oh,
exactly. Notice how you said, oh man?
Yes.
Like that. All right, I got to do this because I'm going to be out of time.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you, brother.
Great
good luck to you. Stay well.
Appreciate it.
All right. I help entrepreneurs to spread their message and to grow their business using YouTube. Can you talk about the importance of going all in with your YouTube for business success in 2024?
It's so funny that we're even still asking these questions. The fact that this is the question still blows my mind. If you live on Earth and you don't understand that YouTube is one of the most significant platforms to build brand and sales, then you're just completely lacking the pulse of where consumer attention is. And whether you're a B2B or a small business or a family business or a huge corporation or a human, it's just missed opportunity. Nothing in life is you have to do this or it won't work. But missing out on things that clearly work is not a good business strategy. So that's my answer to everybody.
Wow, thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Gary, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You so
I'll
much,
just
brother.
Tell you my audience
what's your name?
In Spanish, Gabriel.
Gabriel.
From Viral One, I was just telling us how much I've learned from you and the fact that you have to stop being a coward. You know, I was just watching one of your last videos.
Yeah, and I would tell you, like, don't demonize yourself, people,
thank
friends.
You.
Don't think of yourself as a coward. Think of yourself as someone who is realizing that the world likes to weaponize fear and you got caught up in it and now you realize that you don't want to be in it and now you're choosing practical positivity, practical optimism. Because when you say that you're a coward, you're beating yourself up.
Thank you.
When you're saying that you were caught in the vortex, that it isn't exactly ideal for your day-to-day happiness, you're like, okay, I got caught, but fuck it, I'm gonna move over here and I'm gonna be out. That's a very different way to have a relationship with yourself. And loving yourself first.
And I just have such a big heart that I'm trying to balance being too kind, you know?
There's no such thing as too kind.
Okay.
If someone takes advantage of you, that's their mistake, not yours. There is no too kind.
Okay.
Be kind, but don't be afraid to ask for what you want and make sure in your kindness that you're not being manipulative. Make sure you're not being fake kind with some expectation on the other side.
Yeah, because I'm having a hard time giving too much. You know, that's why I said being too kind.
I give everything.
I know, you're one of the biggest examples that you don't charge for your courses. You don't charge.
But by the way, you can charge for your courses, okay. But give away a lot and make the course more valuable.
Absolutely.
I give away a ton of stuff, but VaynerMedia and VaynerX is a $350 million company that people pay for.
Absolutely.
You can give away a lot in the macro, but in the micro, when you get one-on-one, it gets very detailed and you can't do that generically. So you can give and you can ask and provide value when someone takes you up on that ask.
Definitely. Man, thank you so much for your time, Gary, for this moment. It's dream come true and
thank
I
you.
Didn't even expect it, man. So
thank you.
Tell people of black and brown descent why they need to get involved in AI because I think they're slacking.
And good news, black and brown people. White people are slacking too. Everyone's underestimating AI. Girl, boy,
yeah.
Native American, brown, girl, Africa, New York, yeah. Stockholm.
Yeah.
Everybody's underestimating AI. Go do your homework. It's going to be the currency of the universe.
Hey, I know you're an investor guru. I just got a severance package that added in $20K that I wasn't going to get before. I got fired or let go after 5 weeks at a new job.
Why?
Acquisition. Yeah.
So what you're?
I left a company in 25 years.
Understood. So you're trying to think about what to do with that money?
Do you have any tips?
My biggest thing when you're not a seasoned investor is to invest in stocks of companies that you adore.
Okay.
Whether that's Lululemon or Netflix.
Go directly to them or do
no, buy public stock.
Okay.
Don't do, when you go to a small company, it's high risk. That 20 can be gone. You put 20 into Amazon, it can be 60 in a year.
Yeah, that's good to know. So just do it.
Okay.
A new real estate agent, what would you recommend for content, somebody who's not as experienced?
Putting out the information of you learning. Like, show them the behind the scenes. Like, making content like, people think you got to front and act the part, when in reality, the authenticity of the process is what people are looking for. Number two, also, I believe very heavily in making content of the neighborhood or the towns where you sell the product. The more you're known in the area, right? More you're showing up in Facebook feeds talking about a new restaurant or the school system or the pothole on Main Street, the more people start to build trust. And trust is what you're looking to build.
Right.